This is Leo for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio with Lakeview. We're at 99.5 FM and ktwh.org online. I have on the phone with me today Bianca Sieve, the longtime coordinator of our Two Harbors Farmers Market. Howdy, Bianca. How are you?
Hi, Leo. I'm good. How are you?
We're pretty distracted here trying to get folks some information on these challenging times that when we have these fires burning nearby. I'm sure you're aware that, well, you live as near the woods as I do, so you know all around us there's fire risk, but right now some people are in the crosshairs. So, yeah, I'm doing just fine, but some people are having a tough week.
Yeah, we're keeping a close eye on it too, and thanks for getting that information out to everyone.
Yeah, we're very glad to do that. And today with you, I've got a much more positive and optimistic kind of story to talk about, and the Two Harbors Farmers Market has faced some interesting challenges this spring. I want to remind us how far back, you know, the market goes and your involvement with it, which is pretty much from the beginning, and maybe remind us how long you guys have been around and where it's been. It's moved around a few times.
That's true. Yeah. So the market began in Two Harbors in 2012. This will be its 14th year. And we started the market with a couple friends, and then it's just grown steadily since then. We've been at the park in Thomas Owens Park. We've been at Cedar Coffee. We've been at Burlington Station, and now we're going to be at Seagrin's.
I vividly remember that there was that lot across from the Dairy Queen where people
that was,
were...
Yeah, that was the very first.
Yeah, we had a couple of very small canopies. I participated sometimes, brought my tomatoes in, you know, and set up shop there and wondered, is this all it's ever going to be? And it has become so much more than that over the years. Do you want to talk about why the move this year came about?
Yeah, it was a surprise to us. Burlington Station reached out April 15th and let us know they would not be renewing our lease for this season. So we were just on the search right away with our market starting a month, you know, 4 or 5 weeks later. But we're taking this, we took it as an opportunity really to just reflect and decide where we want to go next.
Hard to make a systematic search when you're under a time crunch like that, when you're talking 4 or 5 weeks to move something where you have to do a lot of course, I'll call it marketing. I know you're a farmer's market, but you have to have the public know, you know, what the new lay of the land is. And I know that you looked at one place that didn't wind up making the grade and you were able to find your new location. You want to talk about that? Where did you land and how did you get there? You are now working with the Seagrin's business.
Yeah. Yeah, we explored several options, actually, between city lots and private lots. But ultimately, what drives our decision is what is best for our vendors. And so we had reached out to the Seagrin family, and they were enthusiastic about the idea. So that's all, thankfully, come together very quickly. And we have secured a location there for this season.
That is great to hear. I'm trying to remember what we call the cross street that Super One and Seagrin's is on. Is that 11?
Yeah, that's 11th Street.
Hard to remember that, but everybody knows the second light when you're coming from the west into town. Very good traffic control, and yeah, people can get into that site quite well, it would seem on the face of it, but they do have to know you're up there.
Yeah, we'll do our best to provide signage on both sides of 61 there leading up to that intersection. And we looked up the MnDOT data for it, and it's the highest traffic flow in Two Harbors off of 61.
Right.
So we're optimistic about that change. Well, and then, you know, they're doing that road construction where all traffic will be going up 11th Street for it.
Well, that's a happy coincidence for you then.
So that's ideal too. Everybody is going to drive right past.
That's beyond good planning. There's a little rabbit's foot luck there. That's cool. Well, yes. So we're speaking with Bianca C. today about the relocation of the Two Harbors Farmers Market into the Seagrin's place of business. Seagrin's has a lot of outdoor products that are being sold outside seasonally. So is it an interesting fit? Is there such a thing as the lot getting almost too busy, but is there plenty of space for everyone?
Yeah, we have drawn out on the agreement where we will have plenty of room for all of our vendors, and we'll be highly visible still from the road and still allowing them to display and sell their merchandise around the edges. And that's just for this season. We might, you know, reconfigure things for next year, but we're going to give this a try for now.
Great. Do you know we're now, what, a little over, we're about 10 days out? The first market session is May 24th. Is that the Saturday?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what we can expect to see in terms of returning and or new vendors? You're getting a sense of scope of products and whether there will be as many growers, or do you have other new businesses coming in? Anything you'd like to say to people about what they can expect at the 2025 market?
Sure. You can expect almost all of your same vendors that you've grown to love at Two Harbors Farmers Market, with a couple of exceptions, and also many new vendors, which came as kind of a surprise to me, but 5 or 6 new vendors. So over 30 vendors have signed up already.
Oh my.
For the market.
No, that's impressive. Among the new ones, are they surprisingly diverse? Are they not necessarily growers, but crafters, makers of various sorts?
Yeah, well, we have one new flower grower, which is fun.
Wow.
So we'll have somebody there with bouquets regularly. That's a new grower. No new veggie growers. Always interested in adding people with produce to our market. But a lot of fun handmade crafts and art. A houseplant vendor. So she'll be bringing like propagations and different varieties of houseplants, which sounds kind of fun.
Okay. I have kind of an attraction to gluten. Any chance that there are baked goods coming
from
fresh bakers?
Yeah.
Oh,
more than enough baked goods. Two Harbors Baker, of course.
Okay.
VT Farms with all of their baked goods, and then various other farmers who will also provide some different baked creations.
That was a very selfish question of mine. I'm always showing up with some coffee looking for a baked good to go with it on a Saturday morning.
Those go fast. Those are popular.
Yeah, I know. And I'm always coming at the end of a market. Remind us again about the arrangement time-wise. It's on Saturdays during the summer, starting May 24th, and it runs what times?
It's 10 o'clock till 1 o'clock, and it goes through October 18th. So there's 22 Saturday chances to come down and take a look at.
Wow. Over 5 months worth of market. That is great. What do we usually find in terms of fresh food at all in the first 3-4 weeks when our slow to start season, which is not so slow to start this week, but go back into the 40s and 50s over the weekend. What do we usually see at the beginning of the season? I'm trying to remember. Besides rhubarb, which I guess we're all assuming that we're going to buy each other's rhubarb.
Rhubarb, some greens, some radishes. We always bring asparagus season is happening.
Wow.
Yeah, some fresh food, but it ramps up pretty quickly during the summer.
Oh, indeed. Yeah. I guess I was also fishing for an answer that maybe some of the growers might have plant starts for people who didn't start anything in time to transplant into their gardens.
Yeah, expect to see some perennials, some annuals, flowers, herbs. There should be plenty of that. And if not, there are two other plant sales that I'm helping to promote. And the first one is on the same weekend. Actually, both of them are the same weekend, that 24th. Little Waldo Farm has a plant sale that weekend. And then Chelsea Morning Farm has a plant sale.
Right.
All heirloom varieties. And they are two weekends. They're that 24th and 25th, and then that next weekend, which is the 31st and 1st.
Got it. So the 24th, that's actually the same weekend as we're celebrating Memorial Day, right? Which would be on that Monday, the 26th. Okay, so it's a holiday weekend. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get off to a very busy start, perhaps. A lot of traffic flow.
Yep.
And that'll be fun when people discover that there's where the Two Harbors Farmers Market is now. I kind of wanted to put you on the spot a little bit. I mean, you've been doing this now. This will be going into 14 years of this market. After all this time, have you gotten yourself a feeling for what makes Farmers Market tick is a really important part of our community. What does it provide that folks aren't finding and by just going to the grocery store, you know, to, you know, fast food joints? This is kind of the essay question for you. What does the Farmers Market put in front of people that they really, really need, even if they don't know they need it?
Yeah, I think the real amazing benefit of Farmers Markets is that connection and the relationship that the vendors build with customers and the customers build with vendors, and that trust, and just knowing your favorite customer's coming, or knowing your favorite vendor will be there, and that consistency, and having that throughout the season and then through years. Like, a lot of our vendors have been with us since the beginning. Like, they've been with us 10 plus years.
So, yeah.
You know, so they count on the market, and we count on them, and everybody's working together with a shared goal and a shared interest. And there's not many places like that in our lives where we have those relationships built, the opportunity.
Right. You don't have regular conversations with people who are like stocking your produce over a course of 10, 15 years. It's not a regular shop. It's a shop that comes with a lot of sociable aspects to it. And probably it takes a little longer for the transactions to happen, right? Because people have questions.
Yeah, and that's one of the amazing things for the vendors, is we get to share our passion. Like, we have a passion for growing, or a passion for making something with our hands. Like, and we get to share that with people, and we get to support ourselves and our families at the same time. Like, it's a really special opportunity, and I'm thankful to be able to facilitate that for Two Harbors.
Yeah.
I love it.
I get the sense it's not a 9-to-5 office job. It's kind of like the exact opposite of it, but yet it's rewarding. I don't know that people are getting rich off of it, but they're being enriched quite a bit in a different way.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Bianca, for giving us the scoop on what's up at Two Harbors Farmers Market in 2025. I sure hope to see you there from the beginning weekend to as long as I can make it into October. Sometimes we have some interesting weather, and sometimes we have glorious fall weather. So I hope the whole span goes well for you this coming season.
Yeah, thanks so much, Leo. Appreciate it.
We will see you at the market, a lot of us, and happy marketing to you and yours. Thanks for tuning in to KTWH. This is Leo Babiu. We were just speaking to Bianca C., the longtime coordinator of the Two Harbors Farmers Market.